Scripture before us is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. You may be seated. During our faculty meetings yesterday, we took a little time to talk about what some of us had done over the summer. I'm sure for many of you in the staff as well, probably everybody did some type of traveling. It'd be interesting to find out how many different hotels we have all stayed in, whether it's a Super 8 or a bed and breakfast or some kind of posh, nicer place. Probably quite a variety. There may be some here today that stayed in four or five different hotels just in the last 3 months or so. Hotel is kind of an interesting concept, that it's a place that in essence is yours for a time, a place for you to consider your home while you're traveling. Our Lord uses a word in our text for today, the word translated for us, abide, that is a word that's often commonly used in the Greek with a traveler who is on a trip, who stays and lodges for a while in a particular spot. And isn't it interesting that Jesus uses that word to describe how the believer is to consider his word in this life, in this world? It's a spot, a place that we call home for a while. It's a temporary dwelling while we're on our way to the journey of our real home, and that is in the mansions above. To tarry and to stay in this as a guest, and to live there, and to treat it as our home, the hearing of God's word is what our Lord is talking about. So for those who have been brought to faith in him as their Savior and look forward to that beautiful home in heaven, the way that they live in this life is to have that word of God be their little hotel, their little bed and breakfast that they stay in spiritually on this journey. Because of that, and because of its significance, and because it is such a wonderful blessing and gift to us, this is the last place that the devil or the world or your or my own sinful hearts would like us to stay. This is the last place that the devil wants us to be and wants us to live. The devil's a pretty good theologian. He gets Christianity. He's gone through adult instruction classes like crazy. He could teach dogmatics here on our campus. The devil understands the significance of the Word of God in your life, my life. He understands the significance of us listening to that Word, applying it to our lives, living by it, using it to repent of our sins, using it to bring us back to the feet of our Savior at the cross, and to benefit from his great blessings won for us there. The devil gets all of that. He understands the full doctrine of God. And he knows how crucial it is for us as believers in Christ to be living and abiding in the hotel of God's word. And so he will try anything he can to get my heart away from that. He will even try having me sit in the place where that word is being proclaimed and not really want to pay attention to it, or not let my mind allow it to be absorbed down into my heart. The devil understands what a tremendous gift and blessing this word of our Savior's is for us and what it means for our spiritual lives. I remember years ago I was at a high school basketball game, sitting up in the stands, And right behind me, I could hear this guy writing, and he had his clipboard right by my ear, and I could hear him jotting things down and notes. And I turned around and I said to him, "I'm going to guess that you're a coach at a team that's coming up in the future that's going to be playing this team." And he said, "That's right." And he told me where he was from. And I said, "Who are you paying attention to?" And he picked out two players on the opposing team, the team that he was watching. He was a week ahead of them in the game that was coming up. And he wanted to make sure that his team would be prepared to take away the greatest weapons that this future opponent would have. That's how the devil is for us. He has studied you and me, and he has studied doctrine, and he knows how significant this weapon is, the weapon of God's word in our lives. And it is his focus and attention to take it away from you, to take your heart away from this, and to get other priorities in your life, to rearrange what you think about life and what's important, to get you away from the regular hearing of God's word and for your families and for your children someday. Because he knows if he can do that, he can possess you ultimately forever. So why does our Lord Jesus so strongly speak to us about lodging in his word? Well, there are three reasons. First of all, this is where Christ himself comes to us. He is the Word made flesh. And so when we despise the Word of God and the hearing of the Word of God, we're despising Christ. When we push his Word away, we're pushing him away. The two are united and together. He says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." As we're doing right now, this is where Christ comes to us and strengthens our faith, reassures us of the forgiveness of our sins, redirects our minds and our hearts back to what really matters in life, not all the junk that we can live for in this world, but the eternal riches that are waiting for us. So first of all, Christ directs us to lodge in his word because this is where he meets us. Secondly, because this place and this place alone is where we will know and possess and have truth, actual truth. Truth about ourselves, truth about our real condition by ourselves, our hopelessness of ever getting to heaven by ourselves, but also truth about what God has done for us in Christ, truth about our lives, truth about how to live our lives, truth about how to go through this life, truth about where you came from, and especially truth about how to arrive someday in heaven. Man has a lot of different ideas, and you can go to Barnes & Noble and find books on all the different bizarre, some of them, ideas that man has come up with. But our Lord Jesus says, if you want to know truth, real truth, sit at my feet, live in my word, come and dwell in the hotel of the Holy Scriptures. There you will know the truth. What Jesus is telling us is very simple. There is truth. Contrary to what the world tells you, there is truth. You can possess it. You can have it. You can know it. And you can proclaim it. Now that flies in the face of everything the world would tell us. God does not want you to go through your life personally stumbling with uncertainty about what really is true, especially when it comes to what's going to happen in eternity. Jesus doesn't say to us, "I want you to listen to my word because there might be some good stuff in there for you." No, he says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth. And that truth will set you free." And that's the third reason, is the emancipation that this ultimately gives us from our graves. Living in the hotel of our Savior's word, hearing his truth about ourselves, and the truth about God's heart toward us and his grace toward us in Christ. Hearing the truth about the importance of faith and holding on to Christ to get to heaven will ultimately emancipate you from your grave, will ultimately get you out of your cemetery plot. That's why Jesus said to his disciples about the Holy Scriptures, "The words that I give you, they are spirit and they are life." That doesn't mean that it just gives us, you know, some nice things to think about in this world. Their life, their actual life, eternal life. the words that he gives us, where he invites us to come and live and to dwell in that word and to make it our lodging and our hotel in this world, those words are life. Not only the life here and now, but especially the life that is to come. I can't wait to find out what it means when our Lord Jesus says to us that living in that word will ultimately set you free. I hope that you with me someday get to find out what that means. Amen. Please rise. And we pray. O Lord, we render unto you our heartfelt thanks that you have taught us what you would have us believe and do. Help us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, for the sake of Jesus Christ, to keep your word in pure hearts, that we thereby may be strengthened in faith, perfected in holiness, and comforted in life and death. Amen.